Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men by Science. It is Thursday, the 8th of February. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to run you through all the news relating to the Reds today. And there's quite a lot of it, to be honest with you, so I won't waste too much time and I get right stuck in because, yeah, news, as ever, happens all the time when it comes to Liverpool Football Club. Some of it good, some of it bad. And we begin with, I guess, a bit of a negative, to be honest. I've got to tell you all about Thiago Alcantara and the potential exit from the club at the end of the season. I think anybody's really massively shocked by that. Football Insider are the latest ones to report the fact that the likelihood is that Thiago will be leaving Anfield at the end of his contract this summer. But about 5 minutes before coming on to record this, it was revealed by Paul Joyce of The Times that Thiago Alcantara suffered an injury against Arsenal in what was his first appearance in 10 months. He picked up another muscle problem. He came on as an 85th minute substitute at the Emirates Stadium. And yeah, he's also now facing another spell on the sidelines. So ultimately, you know, all the frustration that we've all felt with Thiago Alcantara in the past few months, I think a lot of us was glad to see him back at the weekend, because whatever you think of him in terms of his injuries, I don't think anybody can really deny he's a wonderfully gifted footballer who is just an absolute joy to watch when he's at it. But he hasn't been at it for, well, over 10 months now, and looks like he's going to be missing a few more weeks at least now as well. So big, big blow to Liverpool. It felt nice having him back as like the almost the ultimate luxury player, but that has been taken away as quickly as we got a chance to watch it again. So yeah, whether the 32-year-old plays for the Reds again remains to be seen, of course. I'm not entirely sure myself. It's going to be an interesting one. It took him so long to get back fit and available again. I do wonder whether we might have seen the last of him in a red shirt. I certainly hope not. I really do, because as I mentioned, he's one of my favourite players to watch. But yeah, in terms of getting him out on the pitch often enough, it just hasn't happened for him at Liverpool. And as I say, the likelihood is that he leaves the club for free in just a few short months' time. Next up, I want to talk about Bastian Schweinsteiger, who has been speaking about Xabi Alonso, obviously the man very much linked with taking over from Jurgen Klopp at the end of the season. And he has spoken during Bayer Leverkusen's game this week, which was on co-coms, and he says Xabi Alonso would love to replace Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool, essentially. He said, "I know Xabi and I believe that is his big dream to coach Liverpool one day. I certainly think it's possible that he will move to Liverpool in the summer. I want him to stay in the Bundesliga for a bit longer because he is a godsend for the Bundesliga. Were it not for Leverkusen being so good, Bayern would already be miles ahead in terms of points. Then the situation would be different, but because Leverkusen is so good, we have a title race." So yeah, testament to and sort of paying a nod towards the job that Xabi Alonso was doing at Bayer Leverkusen, which is absolutely exceptional. But also admitting there is a very strong possibility that Alonso makes the move to Anfield in the summer, which I think most of us hope is the case, to be fair. And the managerial hunt goes on. There's plenty of speculation. There's plenty of names doing the rounds as ever. We will try and keep you covered as best as possible on Red Men Plus with expert insights and journal conversations with Neil. We had a brilliant deep dive this week as well from Chris and Josh about Xabi Alonso and what he could bring. And we'll try and cover the rest of the managers as the days go on. A few more shows in the pipeline pertaining to that. And everyone's favourite topic I'm going to talk about next is VAR. Doesn't everyone love VAR? Isn't it wonderful? Well, the Premier League have announced it isn't working as they would have hoped. Surprise, surprise. Fans aren't getting the experience they need or deserve, essentially, as well. But most importantly, from a Liverpool standpoint, It's been revealed that Liverpool have suffered the most at the hands of VAR, with 20% of all the incorrect decisions coming against the Reds. So yeah, I think we all kind of knew that. See Luis Diaz, see red cards, see everything basically has gone against us this season, apparently, according to VAR anyway. So yeah, no surprise Liverpool have suffered the most at the hands of VAR decisions. And it is a bit of a surprise, however, that Liverpool are top of the league in spite of that, and in spite of Howard Webb and his officials, who, let's be honest, time and time again come to the wrong decision. And one of the key talking points from the revelations in the Premier League about this was that they want to try and speed up decisions, which is all well and good, and I get it, because sometimes they do take far too long to come to what is quite clearly the most simple, most black and white decision possible. But I would rather they got it right, I've got to say. Speed and being too quick was the major issue with the Luis Diaz goal at Spurs. They were too rushed to get the game back underway, by which point they got it absolutely wholeheartedly, dramatically wrong. Next news story I want to touch upon, because there is quite a lot to get through. Anthony Robinson, Fulham fullback, left back. He's been linked to the Reds in the past, actually. And Football Insider has claimed that Liverpool have set their sights on the Fulham star once again. My position hasn't really changed on this. You might remember a few weeks ago, early January, when his name was first linked. I think he's a brilliant player. He was a youngster at Everton as well, so knows the area most definitely, and obviously knows what it's like to play footy around there. But I'm not quite sure he's the one. The only way that deal makes sense, because he is an out and out fullback as well, he's not somebody you could see playing as a left sided central defender necessarily. And the only way that makes sense is if Kostas Tsimikas is sort of banging down the door to leave, which I'm not sure is the case. He only signed a new contract himself quite recently. So I'm not sure Anthony Robinson is the answer, especially when you factor in the fact we've got Owen Beck, obviously Andy Robertson, and we've also got like the Callum Scanlon coming through, Luke Chambers on loan at Wigan right now. There's a lot of left backs at the football club already. I don't think adding another one should be anywhere near our list of priorities. Next one I want to touch on. Chris Rigg, a young record-breaking Sunderland midfielder. He's only 16. Apparently Liverpool are among the suitors for him, including Bayern Munich, Chelsea and Manchester United. And there's a big decision to be made over his future in the summer. Interesting one in so much as he has already featured for Sunderland's first team, which at that tender age is an exceptional achievement. But Liverpool have made a bit of a habit, and a successful habit in recent years, of signing youngsters from different academies around the country. So it is the type of deal that would suit the Reds. You bring him in, you get him into the academy, you watch him blossom. As I say, Liverpool, Bobby Clark's the one that springs to mind from that area of the country as well, being a young Newcastle lad when we signed him. So there's a chance that one gets done, or there's certainly a chance Liverpool are definitely in the mix, because as I say, it's the type of deal we've done quite a lot of recently. Next up, Trent Alexander-Arnold's been speaking to CNN, actually, and he said this is the real key quote. He said loads of stuff. It was about his After Academy, which is a brilliant, brilliant initiative, by the way. Credit to him for that. But on the Jurgen Klopp send-off, the Jurgen Klopp farewell tour, he said he's fully focused on winning every single trophy possible. My aim is to go and win the quadruple. Every single game is a must-win. I will back ourselves against any team in the world over two legs. The league is going to go down to consistency and results. Yeah, absolutely wholeheartedly agree there. And it's just nice to hear a player of Trent's stature within the club, obviously the vice-captain now, come out and be so, set his aim so high, really, and be so ambitious for what's remaining of the season, because that's the way it should be. And if anyone thought the players were going to take the eye off the ball because of Klopp's announcement, they are very much mistaken, because clearly the entire squad, and especially Trent, are absolutely honed in on making it a season to remember, which is good, because that's what we want. And finally, Tosin Adebayo at Fulham. Liverpool are reportedly monitoring the centre-back, who will be available on a free transfer at the end of the season. I think in terms of bolstering the squad, when you factor in that Joel Matip's are probably going to be on his way out of the club at some point in the next 12 months. He's actually out of contract at the end of this season, but I imagine he'll do his rehab at Liverpool, because that's the sensible and the good thing to do by him. But yeah, someone like Tosin, who I've been quite impressed with when we played against Fulham this year, I think that would actually be quite a smart piece of business, certainly on a free transfer. Anyway, quickly run through the news before I go. Thiago, probably going to leave the club in the summer, injured after picking up a muscle problem against Arsenal. Bastian Schweinsteiger thinks Xabi Alonso would love to replace Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. Liverpool have been the wrong end of the most VAR decisions across the entire league. No surprise there. Liverpool have reportedly set their sights on Anthony Robertson, the young Fulham fullback. Chris Rigg at Sunderland, 16-year-old record breaker up there. Liverpool are among the suitors. Trent Alexander-Arnold is fully focused on winning every single trophy possible. And Tosin, the Fulham centre-half. Liverpool reportedly have set their sights on him as a possible free transfer for the summer. That's it from me. Make sure you check out Redmen Plus. I mentioned earlier on, we've got all the transfers, all the manager angles covered that you're ever possibly going to need. And we've also got the build-up to the Carabao Cup final well and truly underway. We've got all the old back catalogue of stuff there for you, plus interviews coming up with some great, great people, including the wonderful James Pearce and another Jamie, who I won't mention his surname yet, but I'm sure you can guess. Sound, take it easy. I'll speak to you again soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.